Hey guys, I'm very excited for another episode of Show About Science. This is your host, Nate. Today we're going to have an interview with John Weems about the effects of climate change on evolution. If you don't believe in climate change, you must stay tuned. But if you believe in climate change, just stay tuned anyways. Good morning.
Good morning, Nate. It's great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, too. And before we get the episode started, I'm going to tell you a story.
Sounds great.
So a few months ago, like a half year ago, I said, Dad, Mom, could I have a custom bobblehead of myself? And they were like, do you know how expensive those things are? Like $100.
Wow.
And they said, you're not getting that in our money. You have to save up to get it. So anyways, a half year later, maybe a quarter year later, maybe 4 months later, I was featured on this best podcast, and they pay to feature clips of my show on their show. And then my dad said, that's a little too much money for a six-year-old. And we're going to have to put some of it into his college fund. And I was like, okay, Dad, I just need $100. I was like, deal, deal, deal? And he was like, deal. I was like, yes, I'm getting a bobblehead. And now I got a custom bobblehead myself. I'm holding it right now.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah. So now, let's get the episode started.
Sounds great.
So, John, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is John Weems, and I'm a professor of ecology and evolution at the University of Arizona.
And, John, could you talk a little bit about your research?
Yeah, I'd love to. I study a lot of different things. A lot of my research is on the evolution of reptiles and amphibians, but I also study evolutionary biology in general and then how species are affected by climate change.
Okay, so first of all, what is climate change?
So when we talk about climate change, we're mostly talking about the fact that the climate is getting warmer because of human activity. People are putting lots of carbon into the atmosphere, and it's making the climate warmer. And that's having lots of effects on lots of species and lots of people.
Why are people causing climate change?
That is a great question. And it comes down to putting carbon into the atmosphere, mostly from burning fossil fuels, but there's actually lots of different sources. So when we use power, and it doesn't come from the solar power or come from wind, a lot of it's from burning fossil fuels, especially coal. So kind of whenever we use power, whenever we use our cars, all this stuff is putting more carbon into the atmosphere.
So why is climate change so bad?
So it does lots of bad things, right? So it's making the weather warmer, it's making it unpredictable, has bad consequences for plants, animals, and people. We all live in a very narrow range of temperatures. If the planet got too hot, you couldn't have life here. If it gets too cold, you couldn't have life here. You know, if you look at the planet Venus, no life there, it's too hot. If you look at the planet Mars, no life there, it's too cold. So temperature has to be just right for there to be life. And that applies to individual species too, right? You can't have an iguana living in Chicago, right? It'll be too cold for it. So everything lives in a, you know, special range of temperatures. So climate change is so bad because temperature is so important for life.
And what is evolution?
Evolution is, we think of it as the change in species over time and how they split to make new species.
What does climate change have on evolution? Like, what is the effect on evolution by climate change?
Okay, well, that's a really good question. So one thing that we think about is whether species will be able to evolve quickly enough to survive climate change. So if it becomes too hot where they live, One thing that they might be able to do is to evolve so that they'll be able to tolerate those new conditions. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be that what we see. Instead, they seem to be going extinct more often in those particular places where they live.
Could you name a couple species that went extinct because of climate change?
That's a great question, and it's hard to find species where you can definitely say, yes, this definitely went extinct because of climate change. But there's a tropical fish species in Africa that went extinct because the places where it lived dried up, and there's a snail on an island off the coast of Africa that also seems to have gone extinct from climate change. And then lots of frog species. There's a fungus that seems to be spread in part because of climate change. And actually, there's been maybe over 100 species of frogs have gone extinct because of this interaction between fungus and climate change. So frogs seem to have been hit really hard.
Will we soon be seeing a sixth extinction?
Yeah, a lot of people think there's going to be a sixth mass extinction, you know, at the level that killed the dinosaurs. People think that's happening right now, and people are the cause of it. Habitat destruction and also climate change. So those are two really big factors.
So how fast is the rate of extinction going?
How fast is the rate? Wow, that is a great question. And it's actually such a good question. I don't have a good answer for that. So some of the work I've done show that local extinctions are happening a lot because of climate change. But in terms of entire species disappearing, our information on that's not so good, but it does seem like it's happening much faster from lots of different causes.
Are we going to get affected by climate change sooner or later?
I think, yeah, people are already starting to be affected by climate change. Sea levels are rising. So there are some small island countries that may disappear entirely. They might be entirely covered over by water. And maybe one of the worst things is that it has impacts on people that are growing crops to stay alive in different parts of the world. And, you know, if it causes their crops to fail, that's like a really bad thing because they won't have enough to eat. So definitely going to affect people, and it's affecting people already.
So, why don't our politicians believe in climate change?
Whoa, that is like the best question ever. One answer I could give is because you can make more money and make more profits if you don't worry about climate change and you don't worry about the effects that we're having on other people. You know, that would be one answer. Another answer is maybe that scientists like myself aren't being convincing enough. That would be another explanation. But a lot of politicians do believe in climate change, and they're trying to do their best. President Obama tried to do a lot to stop climate change, but it's definitely mixed. Some politicians believe in it, some politicians don't. Yeah.
How can we help?
That's a great question. So there's actually lots of things that we can do to reduce climate change around our houses and stuff, just like using less power. So like, you know, taking shorter hot showers, lowering the thermostat, putting on a sweater instead, eating less meat consumption, especially beef and pork. They actually end up putting a lot of carbon and methane into the atmosphere. So actually eating chicken or not eating meat at all can help a lot. So there's lots of little things that you can do. Planting a tree. But really, one of the best things you can do is to preserve habitats, because if you have a natural habitat, it's not only a home for plants and animals, but it also soaks up carbon. It soaks up the carbon that creates climate change. So it's probably the best thing that we can do.
So, like, don't eat cows and it will help climate change. Like, set cows free, but then after you set the cows free, you are good?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. What do we do with the cows that we have? If we let them die of old age or something, you know, don't mass produce them, then that's probably the best thing.
Yeah, so like pigs are okay, chickens are okay, but cows not so much.
Yeah, probably pigs are not so good either. But people think that chicken is a much safer replacement meat relative to cows or pigs. And actually, maybe the best is not eating meat at all.
Yeah, but most people will not give up meat. Like, I am, like, struggling right now. Like, I want to do it, but it's like, I love bacon.
Bacon is great. But you know what? Just eating less helps. It's not a question of, you know, I'm never going to touch meat again my entire life. But actually, if you just do less, then you're actually helping a little bit.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, I think so.
I only eat bacon, like, sometimes even once every month.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. That's good. But it sure does taste good, I have to say.
Yeah, so thank you for being on the show.
It was my pleasure, Nate. Enjoy your bobblehead.
Do you want to be entered in the raffle? If I pull your name out of your hat, you could win Star Wars toys or a bobblehead like I'm holding right now, or a butterfly pack that I drew myself that will not go extinct.
Okay, sure. That sounds great.
I have one more thing to say before we go. The majority of scientists believe that climate change is real and dangerous. These scientists are heroes. I wish that the majority of politicians also believed in climate change, because their decisions will affect kids like me. There you have it, folks. The show about science is complete. Dad, you can shut the recording off. For the newest episodes of the show about science, download the Pin app or go to pinna.fm/promo.